Jimmy Kimmel calls Trump a son of a bitch, says government shutdown allows him to say whatever we want. By Simon Kent on October 2, 2025. Jimmy Kimmel has used consecutive nightly appearances to castigate President Donald Trump while claiming he can say whatever he wants with freedom of speech as his ally during the government shutdown. He sneered at Trump as a son of a bee on Tuesday as he discussed Disney dropping his show during an appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. "You started as a radio disc jockey, as you said," host Stephen Colbert said to Kimmel. "When you were spinning platters and making with the banter, did you ever think the President of the United States would be celebrating your unemployment?" Kimmel's suspension was lifted by Disney after the host was briefly taken off the air due to remarks he made about Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin. Trump responded by saying Kimmel had no talent and it was great news for America. As the audience booed, Kimmel said, referring to Trump, "I mean, that son of a bee, you know?" The following night he returned to his theme and poked the Federal Communications Commission after it was revealed the agency ceased operating their complaint phone line amid the government shutdown. The comedian called the update a silver lining to the shutdown during Wednesday's monologue for Jimmy Kimmel Live, and pondered what the news meant for his jokes further down the line. According to their official website, during the shutdown, "Our friends at the FCC will cease their response to consumer complaint and inquiry phone lines," Kimmel explained at the top of the show. "I'm not a lawyer, but I think this means we can now say whatever we want on TV. I mean, there's nobody that takes the complaint." Later on in the monologue, Kimmel attacked Trump's response to the government shutdown and his repeated sharing of AI videos of Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. "That video was posted by the President of the United States," Kimmel added. "A black man with a sombrero with mariachi. That's how out of it this guy is. He can't even keep his racism straight." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.